我哋先一齐有啲祈祷。
Let us first pray together.
爱我哋嘅主，我哋感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
我哋每一次到你面前嚟嘅时候，我哋都满着喜乐。
Lord, as we come before you, we are indeed filled with joy.
我哋可以同神嘅儿女一起嚟等候你，我哋亦满咗欢喜。
Lord, as we wait upon you together as your children, we are filled with rejoicing.
你实在是恩待了我们。
Lord, you have been very gracious to us.
你不住地用你自己的话语来叫我们受喂养。
Not only have you indeed nourished us with your word.
你也不住地用你的眼目来眷顾。
How indeed you have been watching over us with your eyes.
从我们认识你的时候，你就一直引领我们行在合你心意的路。
From the time that we have come to know you, you have led us in the way of your, in your way.
我们会有走迷的时候，但是你总是用你自己的恩手将我们挽回。
When we stray, how you would use your hand to put, take us back onto the way.
感谢赞美我们的主。
And we thank you and praise you, our Lord.
我们实在可以说一生一世在你自己的面光的底下，我们是走过来。
Lord, indeed, how we would want to walk our way under the light of your countenance.
如今我们到你面前来的时候，我们再一次仰望我们的主。
And as we come before you, we again look upon you.
求你藉着赐人智慧启示的灵，带我们进入真理。
Lord, we pray you grant to us the spirit of wisdom and revelation and lead us into the truth.
叫我们更完整地去认识你手里面的工作。
Lord, that we may come to understand more completely the work of your hands.
跟随你的路走得正直。
Lord, and as we follow on, Lord, we may follow on correctly.
主让我们仰望你。
Lord, we look upon you.
下午这段时间，主亲自来管理做供应。
Lord, we pray that you take charge of this afternoon.
你隐藏讲话的人。
Lord, you are the one who is you hide the one who is speaking.
你让我们众人都在你所听见的，都是从宝座上面发出的声音。
And for all of us who are hearing, we will be able to hear of the voice that is coming from the throne.
我们感谢主，因为人不算得什么，但是你眷顾他们。
Lord, we thank you that although man isn't anything, but you are mindful of him.
我们为此，我们感谢不尽。
Lord, indeed, we can. We are filled with numerous thanks.
我们仰望主是今天下午叫我们亲自去经历到你这个信实。
Lord, and in this afternoon we will come to experience of your own faithfulness.
我们都等候你在你自己的面前。
And as we wait before you,
你显出你的荣耀和你的华美。
Lord, reveal your glory and your purpose.
我们这样祈祷仰望奉主耶稣基督的名。
Lord, we pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.感谢主俾我哋有机会，又一次喺主嘅话嘅里边嚟有交通。
We thank the Lord that we have the occasion once again to share in the Word of God.
弟兄姊妹都若莫会晓得，我哋今次有四次嘅交通。
Brothers and sisters are aware that this time we'll have four sessions in our sharing.
主俾我嘅负担系同弟兄姊妹一同去睇睇关于国度嘅事情。
And the burden that the Lord has given to me is to do with the kingdom.
虽然国度这个词我们时时都会有机会听到。
This word, the kingdom, we often may hear it spoken of.
但是对于国度这件事我们掌握到有多少呢，我们就或者有些不完全。
How much
完整
of the kingdom do we really understand? Perhaps this may not be all that complete.
今次用着这一段的时间，我们盼望主将他的话是很完备的向我们来解开。
And I hope that through this time, the Lord will, through His Word, open up this to us.
我特别提醒弟兄姊妹去留心一件事。
I want to remind brothers and sisters to take note of one thing.
我们平常所提及到的神，藉着他儿子所给我们的那个救恩，
And we say that the salvation to which God has given us through His Son.
如果我们真真实实去认识那个救恩的话呢，
If we truly know what this salvation is,
我们会发现神为我们预备那个救恩是丰满过我们一般那个认识。
And we have to acknowledge the fact that the salvation God has given to us is far more complete and full than our understanding.
平常我们认识救恩就是说 我哋係一個罪人。
So often, as far as salvation goes, we acknowledge the fact that we are sinners.
從我哋嘅祖宗一直到我哋自己，我哋都係背逆神。
Right from the start, right through to us now, we are also those who are rebelling against God.
因此我哋喺神嘅面前係行走一喺一條冇盼望、冇前途嘅路。
So the way that we are on is one without any hope or prospects.
因為我哋同神嘅關係係根本可以話完全係破裂嘅。
Because the relationship we have with God is one that is totally in ruin.
我哋唔認識神。
We do not understand God.
我哋敵擋神。
And we are against Him.
神雖然係願意悦納我哋，但係神亦冇一條路可以嚟接受我哋。
Although God would want to receive us, but there is no way for Him to do so.
因為我哋攀開喺神嘅面前嘅，都係頂撞，都係敗壞。
Because before God, we are those who are rebellious and also corrupted.
但係感謝神。
But we thank God.
用著佢兒子所預備嘅嗰個救贖嘅恩典，叫我哋揾到一條路，可以翻到神嘅面前。
And through the salvation grace that has come upon us through His Son, in fact, there is now a way back to God.
我哋得救啦。
We are saved.
我哋重生。
We have been born again.
我哋有咗神兒子嘅身份。
And we have, in fact,the portion as sons.
我哋亦有咗一個好穩定嘅指望，就是當主翻嚟嘅時候，我哋一定要同主顯現喺榮耀裏面。
And we have this assured hope that when the Lord appears again, we will appear with Him in glory.
我哋感謝主，呢個係我哋所認識嘅救恩。
We thank the Lord that this is salvation that we know of.
但若果神將我哋帶翻去到佢自己嘅心意裏面去嘅時候
，When God leads us back to His heart and mind, His will.
我哋发现我哋平常所认识嘅救恩咧，系神嗰个原备嘅拯救嘅里头一个好重要嘅部分，但系唔系全部。
And we realize that salvation is a very important part of God's plan, but it is not the entire one.
正如同我哋话，我哋得救系非常非常嘅重要嘅一步，但系唔系我哋喺神嘅面前嘅救恩嘅完整。
But it is very needful for us to be saved, but it is not the entire thing that which God is wanting to do.
我哋讲到得救嘅事情系站在个人嘅立场去讲。
And so often when we talk about salvation, we stand on the ground on a personal basis.
但如今我哋要提到国度嘅问题嘅时候咧，我哋系站在神嘅旨意嘅立场上边去领会。
But in talking about the kingdom, we have to stand on the ground of God's will, and in that to understand it.
所以可以話係站在一個團體嘅立場去領會。
So we say that we are standing on a corporate basis in our understanding of this.
當中係包括個人嘅事情，但係唔止個人嘅事情。
Of course, it includes things which are to do with the individual or on a personal basis, but that is not all.
如果我哋嘅主俾我哋好清楚嘅嚟了解到國度呢個問題。
And if God were to show us very, very clearly about the kingdom,
我哋就一定發現，我哋平常所認識嘅救恩同埋國度係唔可以割裂嘅。
And we suddenly realize our salvation, we cannot indeed sever it from the kingdom.
雖然國度同我哋冇直接嘅關係
，although the kingdom doesn't appear to have anything to do with us,
但係我哋同國度有一個好緊密嘅關係。
But in fact, there is a very intimate relationship.
聽起嚟好似好難領會，既然冇直接嘅關係，但係又有一個好緊密嘅關係，究竟係一回咩事情呢
？What is this? It seems so difficult to understand. On one hand, there's no direct relationship with the kingdom, and yet an intimate one.
我哋可以簡單咁樣先提一下。
We can put this simply to start with.
國度嗰個主要嘅對象唔係我哋。
Because the kingdom, the object is not us.
但係如果冇咗我哋咧，國度又冇辦法能夠顯現。
However, without us, in fact, this kingdom would not be manifested.
如果大家能夠了解呢一點咧，你就知道嗰個問題啦。
If you're able to understand this, you will know where the problem is.
國度唔係為我哋設計。
The kingdom is not being set up for us.
但是国度没了我们的时候，国度不能够实现。
But without us, then the kingdom would not have been established.
所以今次我和弟兄姊妹的交通，今天第一次要交通的就是说，关于国度的设计和经营。
And with regards to my sharing with brothers and sisters, here I want to share with you the setting up of the kingdom and
management.
At the management of it.
我哋感谢赞美我哋嘅主。
To thank and praise our God.
而家我哋开始嚟读少少圣经先。
Let us turn to read some scriptures first.
我哋先睇马太福音第三章。
Firstly, we read from Matthew chapter 3.
第一节。
Verse 1.
那时有施浸的约翰出来，在犹大的旷野传道说：天国近了，你们应当悔改。
Now, in those days comes John the Baptist preaching in the wilderness of Judea and saying, Repent, for the kingdom of the heavens has drawn nigh.
然后我们看第四章隔离那章第十七节。
Then we go on to the next chapter, chapter 4, verse 17.
从那时候耶稣就传起道来说天国近了你们应当悔改。
From that time began Jesus to preach and to say, Repent, for the kingdom of the heavens has drawn nigh.
然后大家请回到马太福音，仍然是马太福音第十三章。
Let us now turn again to the book of Matthew, chapter 13.
我们看第十节和第十一节。
We read verse 10 and 11.
门徒进前来问耶稣说，对众人讲话为什么用比喻呢？耶稣回答说，因为天国的奥秘只叫你们知道，不叫他们知道。
And the disciples came up and said to him, Why speakest thou to them in parables? And he answering said to them, Because to you it is given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of the heavens, but to them it has not been given.
然后弟兄姊妹再看路加福音第十七章。
Now we also turn to Luke chapter 17,
第二十节和二十一节
verses 20 and 21.
法利赛人问神的国几时来到，耶稣回答说，神的国来到不是眼所能见的，人也不得说看啊在这里，看啊在哪里，因为神的国就在你们心里。
And having asked by the Pharisees, When is the kingdom of God coming? He answered them and said, The kingdom of God does not come with observation, nor shall they say, Lo here, or Lo there, for behold, the kingdom of God is in the midst of you.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看到中文圣经的细节呢，就有一个意思和英文的圣经是一样的。因为
And if you read the Chinese Bible, you find that there's some footnote that is the same as what we read in the English Bible.
因为神的国就在你们中间。
For the kingdom of God is in the midst of you.
中文圣经将它翻成就在你们的心里面。
And the Chinese Bible translates that it is in your heart.
这两个意思是完全一致的。
In fact, this meaning, they are pretty much the same.
我们感谢赞美神。
We thank and praise God.
当我们读起刚才所读的经文的时候，
As we read the passage that we have read,
我们一面是看到神自己的救赎的旨意是不可以被割裂的。
And we see God's purpose cannot be indeed cut up, separated.
因为你看到神的国或者说天国，这两个我们平常都称它为国度。
And as far as kingdom is concerned, it is the kingdom of God or the kingdom of the heavens.
特别是讲到天国这一个用词的时候呢，是特别特别是要突出到那个国度的问题。
And when it talks about the kingdom of the heavens, it wants to bring out things which are to do with the kingdom itself.
当然我们晓得讲到国度就是讲到一个国。
We know when it talks about kingdom, it's talking about a country.
但是我们讲到一个国的时候呢，就用国度这个词是指出了国度里面有一个特点。
But it points out something that stands out in this.
如果他说天国就指出了天对是个国的 管理嘅权柄。
And we talk about the kingdom of God. Basically, the control actually our government comes from the heavens.
如果好似路加福音讲到话神嘅国咧，就系讲到话管理呢个国嘅系神嘅自己。
When it talks about the kingdom of God in Luke's gospel, we know that in fact.The one who governs is God Himself.
或者我哋话系天嘅心意，或者话天嘅性质嚟管理呢个国。
And that is to say, the purpose of heaven or its substance to govern this country.
或者话系神嘅意思嚟管理呢个国。
Or to put in other words, God's purpose governing this country.
并且换我哋嘅观念，好清楚俾我哋了解。如果提到一个国嘅话，呢个国一定系喺地。
And we talk about a country, then we think that this should be on earth.
但是 在地上的国，如今是人在那处去管理。
But we know that for all the countries around in this world, a man is in charge.
但是在神的救赎的旨意的里面，神要将这个地有一天都完全地摆在神的管理，用天的性质去管理。
And with God's salvation, God wants to ultimately be the one who is in control and in charge of the earth with the heavenly purpose.
我哋感谢赞美我哋嘅主。
We thank and praise our Lord.
正因为系提及到呢个咁样嘅问题
，as we come to talk about this matter.
我所以就引起我哋今日开首系从国度嘅设计同埋经营嗰处嚟开始去认识。
And through the planning or the setting up of the kingdom and its management to come to understand the kingdom itself.
不过我先同弟兄姊妹澄清嗰个咁嘅了解。
Let me clarify this.
我哋刚才话天国、神国，究竟呢两个讲法系咪同一件事情呢
？We talk about the kingdom of the heavens and the kingdom of God. Are they referring to one and the same thing?
你读马太、马可。约翰，你读到嘅系，你读马太、马可，你系读到天国。
And when you read of Matthew and Mark, what you come to read of is the kingdom of the heavens.
你读路加同埋约翰，你系读到神嘅国。
When you read the Gospel of Luke and John, you read the kingdom of God.
究竟天国同埋神嘅国系咪同一件事情呢
？But are they one and the same?
弟兄姊妹，我唔将佢弄得好复杂俾大家去接触。
I won't complicate this for you。
我只系将嗰个好突出嘅地方点明，大家了解嗰个分别就够啦。
And I want just to point out what is actually outstanding for us to understand this, and that this should be good enough。
因为讲到天国或者话系神嘅国，喺原则上边咧系完全一样。
Whether we talk about the kingdom of the heavens or the kingdom of God, in principle, they are the same.
在内容上面也是完全一样的。
And as far as substance is concerned, it is also the same.
天国就是神的国。
The kingdom of heaven is also the kingdom of God.
神的国就是天国。
And God's kingdom is the kingdom of heaven.
正如刚才我所提到的，就是神的心意或者说天的性质去管理这个地。
And as I've mentioned, in fact, God's purpose and the substance of heaven to be the government on earth.
但是既然是相同，那为什么又会有两个不同的名词来去说明这个事实呢
？If it were the same, why do you use two different phrases to talk about this?
他们中间又的确是有一些不同的。
But in the midst, there are some differences.
不同的地方在哪里说呢
？And where are these differences?
在一个范围。
It is boundary.
在一个时间。
And also to do with time.
在时间和范围上面是有一些的差别。
In terms of time and extent, there is this a difference.
如果是讲到天国的话呢这个国就一定是在地。
And we talk about the kingdom of the heavens, then this kingdom is on earth.
但是如今这个地。
And it is this present earth.
不单只是如今这个地
And not only on this present earth,
而且这个时间呢是有一定的
But at the same time, there is a set time.
只有一千年
It is only that 1,000 years.
现在从主耶稣降生到现在已经2000多年
But from the time of the Lord's incarnation until now, we have been over 2,000 years.
但到了将来天国实现的时候呢, 从开始那天一直到结束呢, 大约是1,000年。
When the kingdom appears right through to its ending, it will be some 1,000 years.
这1,000年里面, 在这个地上所显现出来的国, 那个国是称为天国。
And that in that 1,000 years where the kingdom is being revealed on earth, it would be the kingdom of the heavens.
在天国里面作王的是主耶稣。
And in the kingdom of the heavens, the one who rules and is king is the Lord himself.
和局部的教会。
And also a part of the church.
这个就是教会和天国发生关系的其中的一部分。
And this is the relationship of the kingdom of the heavens and the kingdom of God.
当提到神的国的时候呢,
when we come to talk about the kingdom of God,
这个就没有时间的限制。
This is no, without any time limit.
我们几乎可以这样说, 从过去的永远, 一直至到将来的永远, 都是在神的管理的权柄的范围的底下。
And we can say that from eternity past until the eternity to come, we know all this has been under the rule and authority of God.
在范围的方面呢,是整个的宇宙。
And as far as the extent is concerned, it is the entire universe.
我们感谢赞美我们的神。
We thank and praise our God.
当然还有一点是有差别的。
Of course, there's another point of difference.
将来神国的那个显现呢, 就在新天新地里头的, 新地。
We know that when the kingdom of God reveals in future, it will be also where it comes upon the new earth.
On the, right.
So we know the difference is to do with the time, the extent, and also the place.
如果从你那个性质和那个原则来讲呢, 是天国和神国是没有差别的。
As far as the substance or in principle is concerned, there are no differences.
如今我们开始来要留意关乎这个国度的设计的问题了。
And we now have to turn to take note how this kingdom is being set up.
为什么会有一个国度的事情突出来呢?
Why is this matter of the kingdom being brought forth?
弟兄姊妹,我们不能不留意到起初神造人的目的了。
We have to take note of the purpose that God first created man.
但我们看救恩的时候,我们都是从神造人的目的那里开始。
And when we talk about salvation, we also talk about God's purpose in creating man.
如今我们看国度的问题的时候,仍然是从神造人的那个目的那里开始。
And when we talk about the kingdom, we also need to see for what purpose was man created for.
当然, 神造人的那个目的,你要追到最开始的时候,你看到是神要藉着被造的人去对付堕落的撒旦和他的权势。
And when we see clearly, we know when God created man, how he will use his created to indeed deal with Satan.
但我们不追到那么远了。
But we won't go that far.
我们只是从神造人的这一点上来开始。
But we will start from the fact as to when God created man.
不过弟兄姊妹亦都要了解到这个开始是为了对付撒旦和他的权势。
But you have to understand that this beginning, even with this beginning, God is using it to deal with Satan and his power.
亦都就是我们在夏令会的时候所特别强调到的那个属灵争战的起头。
And we also stress this during our conference. In fact, the source and the head of this battle.
在别处的弟兄姊妹呢,或者不一定是了解到神造人的目的。
In other places, perhaps brothers and sisters there will not be able to understand God's purpose of creating man.
但我相信在Southampton聚会的弟兄姊妹, 只要你聚会过一段时间, 你不可能不知道神造人的目的。
But for brothers and sisters in Southampton who have met together for a while, you can't but actually know and understand God's purpose in creating man.
别人所不喜欢讲的,我们常常都讲。
So often others do not like to say this, but we are those who are saying it all the time.
因为离开了神起初那个心思的话呢,我们根本不发现属灵的事情有什么特殊的意义。
Because apart from God's own purpose and will, in fact there's nothing outstanding about the spiritual matters.
我们之所以重视那个属灵的实际,那是因为神在起初的时候,他有一个安排。
as far as spiritual reality is concerned, we know that right from the start, God has His dispensation.
弟兄姊妹曉得神造人的時候，神宣告咗佢嗰個目的，第一係要叫人成為神嘅榮耀嘅發表。
We know when God created man, He had led man to be the very object to reveal His glory.
同時又成為神嘅權柄嘅委託執行嘅人。
And also, He has been entrusted with the authority of God to oversee everything.
弟兄姊妹，我唔知道你每次讀創世記第一章嘅時候，
I don't know when brothers and sisters read first chapter of Genesis.
你讀到神造人嘅目的嘅。
When you come to read God's purpose in creating man,
但你有没有留意到当人被造出来之后，神第一次向人讲嘅话系咩话？
Have you noted what God actually said to man the very first time when he was created?
弟兄姊妹，呢个系好重要嘅事，系咪？
Brothers and sisters, in fact, this is a very important matter.
当你完成咗一件事情嘅时候，你第一次去发表你嗰个感想嘅时候，嗰个感想好重要，系嘛？
When you finish work, and then the very first thing that you say is very important.
所以当神造人做完之后，神第一次对同人讲嘅话，这个是很重要的事。
So as God created, having finished created man, what He said to him is indeed most important.
我们现在试着回到去创世纪第一章，来看看神第一次同人讲嘅话是什么。
Let us now go to Genesis chapter 1 and see what it is that God first said to man, the very first thing.
虽然那些话是重复神宣告造人的目的,
although it may repeat as to the purpose to which God had created man,
但是因为这个重复就更加肯定那件事情的重要性,
but because it's being repeated, you can only confirm the fact that how important this matter is.
弟兄姊妹，从27节那里开始来看看。
If we read, starting from verse 27,
神就照着自己的形象造人，乃是照着他的形象造男造女，神就赐福给他们。留意了，又对他们说，
And God created man in His image, and in the image of God created He him, male and female created He them. And God blessed them, and take note, God said to them.
弟兄姊妹，是不是神第一次跟人讲话呢？
This is not the very first time that God was speaking to them.
你留意到神第一次跟人讲话？
Here we come to realize this was the first time God was saying something to
them. 因为人未曾做出来的时候是一堆泥土。
Because before man was created, it was just earth and dust.
那堆泥土将人的形象做出来之后，仍不过是一个泥人。
And even when he's being created, he's only but of the dust.
但当神的生气入到人的里面，人活过来的时候，
when God breathed upon man and man became alive,
这个真正是一个活的人。
This become in fact a living man.
神就开口跟他讲话。
Then God spoke to him.
讲的是什么呢？
What did God say?
弟兄姊妹，你注意了。
Please take note, brothers and sisters.
要生养众多，遍满地面，治理这地，也要管理海里的鱼、空中的鸟和地上各样行动的活物。
Be fruitful and multiply, and fill the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the heavens, and every animal that moves on earth.
底下仍然仲系神继续讲嘅话，但系如果你话第一次讲嘅话，你只能够睇到第八、28节。
And when you go on, it was still what God was saying to him, but we know verse 28 was the very first thing that God had to say to man.
咁神第一次同人讲话系讲出一件咩事情呢？
So what is this that God was saying to him?
就系神宣告造人嘅目的嗰件事情落实咗啦。
In fact, it declares the very purpose that God had created him for.
而家人做出嚟啦。
Man has been created.
咁人嘅功用系咩呢？
What was his purpose?
人要喺嗰度发表神嘅咩呢？
What is he to show of God?
就系神嘅荣耀同埋神嘅权柄。
God's own authority and glory.
弟兄姊妹，我哋感谢赞美我哋嘅神。
We thank and praise our God.
因此，当我哋留意到呢一件事嘅时候，
When we suddenly realize this thing,
睇到整本圣经里边所记载到神同人中间嘅所有问题嘅发展，就系 围绕住呢一个事实嚟做中心。
So often when we look through history, how man had a fault with God, it is always centered around this very problem.
神要造成这件事。
God wants to fulfill this.
神要叫这件事成为一个不改变的事实。
And wants to make this something that cannot be changed.
但是神的对头不甘心。
God's enemy would not have this.
他不欢喜。
He's not happy about it.
所以他就不住地插手入来要破坏这件事。
So he will put his hand there to try to destroy it.
不住地插手入来要改变这件事。
And he wants to put his hand there to try to change it.
所以弟兄们，我们读整本圣经的时候，
and as we read the whole Bible,
你特别看到很多很多的事情在那里发生，都是围绕着这个中心点。
You find that many things happen seems to be centered around this very matter.
弟兄们，你留意到挪亚的洪水，
if you take note of the floods during the time of Noah.
我们平常只留意到人的堕落的结果。
We only take note of how man had fallen.
但你有没有留意到在人堕落的结果，那个人堕落那个事实出现的时候，背后那个原因是什么呢？
But have you taken note that for man to have fallen, what was the reason for it?
跟伊甸园堕落的那个原因是完全一样。
In fact, it was the very same reason for the downfall in the Garden of Eden.
撒旦在那里鼓动。
And, Satan, who was of old,
要叫人在神的面前完全同神的心意来相背的来行走。
How did he would cause man to reject God's purpose and turn from him?
去惹动神那个公义。
To stir up God's righteousness.
然后就引出来洪水。
There, it brought forth the flood.
那弟兄们，你可以想象，如果神不是特别保留挪亚和他的一家，
Take special attention that if God had not especially kept the family of Noah,
整个第一章的创造还有没有存留呢？
Then what God has created, would there be anything left?
没有。
There would be nothing.
完了。
It would have finished.
神第一章的创造到挪亚的日子就完了。
Then God's creation in chapter 1, when it comes through to the time of Noah, would have finished.
但感谢赞美神。
But we thank and praise God.
在全地的中间，只是很少数的有几个人，一家八口。
Through the whole earth, only a very few, numbering in eight.
认真来讲，是不是全部八口都在神的面前是很蒙纪念呢？我都不敢讲。
I wouldn't even dare to say that for all the eight who were saved, were they all being remembered by God? I can't say.
但是肯定一件事情，那家的家主是向神是敬畏。
Something is certain that head of that household indeed revere and fear God.
其次呢，就是那家的家人和那家主是同心。
And in fact, the family also of the, with the same heart and mind with the head of the family.
神就得到这一家人去保存了神第一次的创造。
And God then used this family to keep his creation.
第一次对人的创造。
The creation, when God created man for the first time.
但我们要留意了。
But then we have to take note.
当挪亚的一家被保存下来的时候，
after Noah's family had been kept,
洪水退了，
and the flood subsided,
方舟将他们保护了，留到洪水完全的退。
How they have been protected by the ark,right through to the time when the flood subsided.
当挪亚和那家从方舟里面出来之后，
when Noah and his family stepped out of the ark,
弟兄姊妹你又注意了，
you can also now take note,
神头一次在出方舟的挪亚同人讲的话是什么话呢？
What was God saying to Noah who had just come out of the ark?
如果我们翻圣经的话，我不翻了。
If we were to go back to the Bible, I would not
do it.
But you should have an impression.
仍旧是第一章神同亚当头一次讲的话。
It is still very much the same to which God was saying to Adam.
你要生养众多，遍满全地。
You have to be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth.
有没有这么多差别呢？
Any other difference between this and that?
都是看一看好哈。
Perhaps for us to turn to it as well.
盼望弟兄姊妹能够你留意到 呢啲咁微唔算係微細，其實係好大嘅事，不過我哋時時係會忽略。
And this in fact is an important aspect, a great thing, but which we so often may have overlooked.
我哋留意第九章。
Let us turn to chapter 9.
創世記嘅。
Genesis chapter 9, verse 1.
神賜福給挪亞和他兒子，對他們說，你們要生養眾多，遍滿了地，凡地上的走獸和空中的飛鳥都必驚恐恐懼你們，連地上一切的昆蟲並海裡一切的魚都交付你們的手。底下不講了。
And God blessed Noah and his sons and said to them, Be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth, and let the fear of you and the dread of you be upon every animal of the earth and upon all the fowl of the heavens, upon all that moveth on the ground and upon all the fishes of the sea, unto your hands are they delivered.
等着你留意到，当神在挪亚一家出了方舟之后，头一次同他们的讲话基本上面是相同的。
And you have to see that what God was saying to Noah and his sons the moment they stepped out of the ark was very similar.
但有差别。
But there are differences.
相同的就是说大前提没有改变到。
What's the same is that, broadly speaking, nothing has changed.
就是神造人的目的没有改变到。
That is to say, God's purpose in creating man has not changed.
但有一些变动的是什么呢？
But where is the difference?
是人同神所做的一切的物件的关系是有些变动的。
And in fact, it's the relationship that a man has with God as a whole.
第一次神做人出来的时候就是说一切神所做的都交给人去管理。
The first time when man was created, God says that everything that has been created has been entrusted to you.
但是神在出了方舟之后神讲的话你看到那个管理的权柄不见了。
But after Noah stepped out of the ark, you find that the rule which was entrusted to man no longer there.
那个荣耀当然不再提了。
And the glory is no longer mentioned.
你见到发生一些变化。
You find that here, some change had happened.
神所做的一切不在人的管理下面了。
And what God has created no longer under the dominion of
man. 但是还保留一些这么多的权势。
But still, some authority had been kept.
那些神所做的一切的事对人还是怕的。
And all that God had created, in fact, they should still have the fear of Noah.
在开始的时候人对所有神所做的事是可以发命令的。
To start with, when God created man, man was able to command.
他们就一定要听的。
And they will have to hear.
而家咧，你发命令佢唔一定听嘅。
But now, if you were to command them, they may not listen.
所以你可以喺屋企里边训练嗰只狗，佢听你话。
So you can train the dog in your house to listen to you.
但你去训练只狮子嘅时候咧，那个狮子就唔一定听你话。
If you try to train a lion, he may not listen to you.
所以你有时听到一啲马戏团里边嗰啲表演，那个纯兽师俾嗰个狮子焗。
So sometimes you hear that in the circus.How the lion would indeed maul the man.
那弟兄姊妹，你留意到那个差别在哪里？
Here's the difference.
但弟兄姊妹，虽然有那个差别，
although there's this difference,
但是那个做人的目的没改变。
But the purpose to which God had created man had not changed.
弟兄姊妹，这个是非常非常重要的一个点。
This is a very, very important point.
人的堕落一直是这样下去。
It seems that God, a man had fallen down again and again.
出来之没几耐，人的背影又出现了。
And after the flood, not long after, we find a man rebelled again.
所以你看到有巴比塔，有巴比城的建造。
So you know how the Tower of Babel and the city were built.
那种敌挡神那种的权势呢，也是越来越明显。
And how a man rebelling against God, how blatant it was.
但是在这样的情形底下，神是不是再来一次洪水呢？
And under such situation, did God indeed cause a flood again?
但是你要留意到，神头一次用洪水，只不过就是说，让人去认识人那个罪性和人那个堕落的那个趋势。
And when God brought in the flood, it is for men to realize the nature and also how deep the fall of man was.
唔係用外邊嘅方法去可以改變。
And it's not the outward means that can change man.
只不過讓人睇到人嗰個墮落，佢招惹嚟嘅結果一定係叫自己毀滅。
And for man to realize that in its downfall, there's only one outcome, and that is he will perish.
但係人可以毀滅自己，但係冇辦法改變神造人嘅目的。
Man may cause himself to perish, but he cannot do away with God's purpose of creating man.
呢個點係我哋特別要留意。
This is something that we have to take note especially.
所以弟兄們，你睇到喺巴比塔之後。
So we see that after the time of the
tower of Babel, 神又係再一次用洪水嚟去解決呢個問題。
God no longer used the flood to try to resolve the problem.
神係開始向人嚟表達佢真正去解決呢個問題嘅嗰個安排係乜嘢啦。
And God shows what he would do to indeed resolve the problem.
如果我哋讀屬靈嘅歷史，我哋睇到洪水之後头一件大事就是亚伯兰嘅被召。
And we know that after the flood, the one thing that stands out is the calling of Abraham.
弟兄姊妹，你注意啦，当神去选召亚伯兰嘅时候
，When God called Abraham，
神如同做人嘅时候一样，神有个宣告佢选召亚伯兰嘅目的。
And God also declared the purpose of his calling Abraham。
在神那個宣告的目的裡面，頭一件事情弟兄姊妹你接觸到的是一件什麼事呢？
And when he declared, what was the first thing that you come to see?
我要叫你成為大國。
I will indeed make you a great nation.
弟兄姊妹你注意到了，國那個問題很明顯地提出來了。
Here you come to see that it is a nation being talked about.
你提到國的這個內容，還有神的榮耀和神的權柄，是不是直接由天上嗰個關係？
And as far as this nation is concerned, is it not to do with God's glory and authority, and this has to do with heaven?
我要叫你成為大國。
I will make you a great nation.
並且呢，多國要因你嚟蒙福。
And indeed, all other nations will be blessed by you.
神喺嗰處俾嘅應許，我哋唔去注意啦。我哋係特別注意神選召亞伯拉罕嘅目的。
And there are other promises, but we will not take note of those, but we see this purpose of God's calling of Abraham.
神很明显地向人宣告一件事情，神起初的心意没改变到。
In fact, this God is declaring to man that he has not changed his heart's purpose in creating him.
尽管神的对头一再打乱神的工作的计划。
Although we find how God's enemy keeps wanting to destroy and disrupt God's purpose.
而且又好似叫仇敌系占咗上风，好似佢系胜过神嘅安排。
To a point where it seems that he has got the upper hand and he has indeed overcome what God had planned.
但系神话我冇改变到我嘅计划。
God is saying that I have not changed my plan.
我冇放弃到我所要做嘅事。
And I have not given up what I want to do.
而家喺亚伯兰被召嘅事上面，神又一次嘅去表明。
When God called Abraham, God again, sure.
我要叫你成为大国。
I will make you a great nation.
万族要因你得福。
And all nations will be blessed by you.
我哋感谢赞美我哋嘅神。
We thank and praise our God.
果然我哋睇神喺亚伯兰嘅后裔嘅底下，就选召咗以色列。
We know through Abraham how God had called upon the Israelites.
虽然以色列那个显出来是经过很又是很经过很多的弯曲。
Although we find the setting up of Israel there have been many turns and bends.
叫他曾经是埃及为奴大的事。
How they have been enslaved in Egypt.
当然湿湿碎碎的事情就不止了。
And in fact, the other events are to the nation which we have not pointed out.
从亚伯兰开手，你睇到以撒、雅各，佢哋每一个人嗰个经历都系非常非常嘅唔容易嘅嚟走过嘅。
You find from the time of Abraham, Isaac and Jacob, what they had to go through weren't at all easy.
你话点解咁唔容易走过呢？佢哋
？Why is it was so difficult for them?
如果你灵里边系敏感嘅。
If you're sensitive spiritually within you,
你会睇到神喺呢几个人嘅身上边要切断神嘅计划继续进行嘅路。
You find how the enemy want to do away and break up what God had purpose and plan.
譬如好似话逼 亚伯兰落埃及。
Forcing Abraham to go into Egypt.
离开神嘅应许。
And to go away from God's
promise. 我哋睇嚟好似系小事一件。
From my point of view, may think, oh, this is only a slight matter.
但当你睇到嗰个实质嘅问题，你就睇到唔系一件小事。
But if you see the reality, in fact, it's not small.
因为亚伯兰如果离开咗神嗰个应许嘅地位，神嘅工作就唔需要继续进行。
Because if Abraham were to leave, what God has promised, then God cannot continue His work.
喺以撒，我哋好记得佢挖井。
And we know Isaac digging well.
但你话以撒点解咁多挖井嘅事
？He says, Isaac, how come he goes around digging wells?
我哋睇嚟呢个就系人争水啫嘛，梗系啦。
For us, we think, they're just fighting over water, so that's how it is.
你话喺世界上面时时人都为争水嚟打交噶啦。
You know, on earth, when people are fighting for water, how they would be against one another.
我哋好多台山人啊，我哋啲树吓。
There are many from 台山 among us.
台山舊時好多械鬥嘅喎，知唔知咩叫械鬥啊？開槍乒乒乓乓，你打我，我打你啊，穿同穿，升同升。
In the past, this group of people they will be against one another, even using guns against one another.
做咩咁多咁大件事
？What's so great? What's the problem?
其中一個原因當然唔係唯一嘅原因。
Among all the reasons, here is one.
爭水咯。
They were fighting over having water.
現在我在美國住在加州。
And in America, I live in
California.
California.
California 呢有因為它有一條長長的臘腸這樣。
It's a very narrow strip of land, just like a sausage.
北邊就很多雨水。
In the north, a lot of rainfall.
又可以有地方來儲存那些水。
And there are places where the water is being collected.
南邊就沒什麼雨量。
But towards the south, not much rainfall.
而且又沒什麼地方存水。
And not much reservoir.
就算雨季來的時候很多雨都好了這頭落下來就出了海。
Even if there were to be any rain, it seems that the rain would just wash off.
所以很長期以來加州呢就啲人就已經嘈喧巴閉，要將加州分成兩個州。
And from the very start, many people have argued how they want to divide the state of California.
而家口頭上面係有南加州同埋北加州。
And in fact, now in name there is North California and South.
但係佢哋實際要求係分割咗佢成為。好實際嘅南加州同埋北加州。
But they have every intention in wanting to break it up into the North and South California.
咩原因呢
？For what reason？
就係北加州嘅人就話：你南加州想攞我哋嘅水得，俾錢。
Because Northern California says that okay, you want water, you want our water, it's fine, pay for it.
而家就佢哋唔使俾錢就白白可以喺北加州攞水。
Because now they don't need to pay for it, they just take the water from the north.
你話以撒挖井有咩咁特別啫
？This is what's so special about Isaac digging wells.
等住我哋注意。
Please take.
如果你留意到當日以撒佢哋嗰個生存嘅環境冇咗水
，if during the time of their livelihood they were to be without water，
喺比而家我哋生存嘅環境欠缺水係嚴重得多啦。
It will be far more serious than today when we find ourselves lacking in water。
佢哋嗰個日子如果缺咗水，人同牲畜都唔使活。
Because during that time without water, man and beast would die。
弟兄姊妹，你話咁有咩咁大件事啫？梗係㗎啦。
She says, "Oh, what's this? Of course, this will happen."
但是如果你睇到嘅事情背後有隻手喺嗰度
，But if you look behind this, it seems a hand is there。
你好領會到，又係有人要喺嗰度截斷咗神工作進行嘅路。
It seems that there is someone wanting to break up what God is doing。
雅各嘅經歷就更加唔使講啦。
Of course, even Joseph, Jacob's experience is even more so。
先係激動以掃話殺咗佢。爸爸死我就殺了他
At first starting to move Esau to think that when my father die I will kill him
結果他就流亡去到巴旦亞蘭
And so he went through Padan Aram
他流亡到巴丹阿蘭在那邊他發了達了。And
when he was there, he became prosperous.
他如果不是神逼他走的話，他就想著了加南地我不回去了。And
if it's not God's hand who has forced him out, then he would perhaps think, I do not want Canaan anymore.
老婆、仔女、財產全部前途都在巴丹阿蘭，回去加南做什麼？
My wives, my children, and all that I have is in this land. Why should I go to Canaan?
弟兄姊妹，你留意到，虽然好似冇伤大雅嘅事，但系你睇到背后嘅嗰个原因系非常嘅好激烈。It
may not appear to us to be all that big a matter, but in fact, behind it, it is rather serious.
所以最拉尾嘅时候，雅各嗰个结局就系话带领成全以色列落到埃及，咁就喺嗰个地方，仇敌嘅手就捻得佢哋好紧。
So when Jacob led his family into Egypt, what happened was that the enemy was indeed pressing upon them very hard.
弟兄姊妹，你一定记得嘅。You
can remember this.
如果我问你一个问题，If
I ask you the question,
以色列呢个民族喺佢哋嘅历史嘅里头系经历好多次灭族嘅危险。If
I, as for the Israelites, how so often they were being wiped out as a people?
第一次嘅灭族嘅危险喺边度？
Where was it the first time when it happened?
等住，你好容易你就马上回答我嘅问题噶啦。
Very right? clearly, you would answer me.
喺埃及。
When they were in Egypt.
因为法老王话，所有出生嘅男丁全部要整死佢。
Because Pharaoh commanded that every male that is born of the house of Israel will be killed.
等住，你话整死啲男丁做咩？留喺树嘅嚟做奴隶，增加咁多嘅劳动力，有几好呢？
He says, why destroy them? Why kill them? Why not have them as slaves and how good we will have a force of slaves?
是好啊,
it may be good.
不过虽然他叫做以色列,
but unfortunately they will be called the Israelites.
别的民族我可以留下,
any other race I can leave them.
但这个民族不留下,
but not this race.
为什么?
Why?
等于你不问为什么,你不会了解到那个属灵的背景,那个事实。
If you don't ask why, you will not understand the spiritual situation and know what it is about. So many races, why is it towards the Israelites that they were to be obliterated? Israelites, why have they got so many children? It seems that it's a danger to us. This is an outward reason.
那个真正的原因就是说,又是仇敌要在那里截断神的计划进行的那个路程。
But the true reason is that the enemy wants to break up, break down God's work and plan.
我们感谢赞美我们的神。
We thank and praise our God.
在以色列好像没路走的时候,神纪念亚伯拉罕的应许。
When it seems there was no way for the Israelites to go on, God remember the promise to Abraham.
换句话来说,神纪念他那个国度的设计。
That is to say that God remembered the fact how he would want to set up his kingdom.
他不能够容许亚伯兰的后裔在地上失去。
He cannot allow the descendants of Abraham to be wiped out.
不单是亚伯兰的后裔,而是亚伯兰以撒雅各的后裔。
Not only his, but in fact the descendants of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
如果只是亚伯兰的后裔,那就很简单,现在大部分的阿拉伯民族都是亚伯兰的后裔。
If it was the descendants of Abraham alone, then easily we know that in Arabia there are his descendants.
但是神要留意的是亚伯兰、以撒、雅各的后裔。
But what God actually is taking note about is the descendants of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
所以神将以色列这个民族带出埃及。
So God led this people of Israel out of Egypt.
带到去西乃山的时候,
when they were brought to the Mount of Sinai,
神和他们立约。
God covenanted with them
神全律法给他们,
and gave them the law.
在和他们立约之前,
and before the giving of the law,
神就宣告了,
God then declared, why is it that he is having this covenant with them?
在出埃及记第19章的时候, 好足全本圣经嘅里边，所相当重要嘅一章。
And chapter 19 is a very important chapter in the book of Exodus. And not only that, but in the entire book of the Bible, it is a very important one.
我常常同弟兄姊妹读神嘅话，读到呢个地方嘅时候，我都要提醒弟兄姊妹，唔好疏忽呢一章里边嘅嗰个历史嘅事实。
And I often remind brothers and sisters when we are reading the book of Exodus, when we come to this point, that they do not miss out what God is saying in this chapter. Because in this chapter, God indeed caused His covenant to be with Israel. What's the purpose of the covenant?
我们留意这一章圣经里面所提的，等着我们去那处，我们都要花的时候来注意一下那些很重要的点。
And since brothers and sisters have turned to this chapter of the Bible, perhaps we should take note of the importance.
出埃及记十九章
Exodus 19,
第五节开始
starting from verse 5.
我读一读。
I'll just read.
弟兄们，你留心睇吓。
But please pay attention.
就系读第五节同第六节。
We'll just read.Verse 5 and 6.
你们若实在听从我的话，遵守我的约，就要在万民中作属我的子民，因为全地都是我的。你们要归我作祭司的国度，为圣洁的国民。这些话你要告诉以色列人。
And now, if you will hearken to my voice indeed and keep my covenant, then shall ye be my own possession out of all the peoples.For all the earth is mine. And ye shall be to me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These are the words which thou shalt speak to the children of Israel. Here you can see especially. It seems what God has talked about as far as kingdom is concerned has stopped for a while.
在洪水之后呢，神提过国度之后，一路到如今。除了选召亚伯拉罕那个时候宣告一下之后呢，几百年神没出声。
Apart from the time when God mentioned of this, during the time of Abraham, after several hundred years, God had not said anything about it.
最低限度以色列人在埃及那430年的里面神没出声。
It seems when the Israelites were in Egypt for some 430 years, God did not mention any of this.
你说神静了，是不是神改变了他的意思呢？
God having kept quiet about it, has God changed his mind?
神不再显明他要做什么了。
That God is not showing what he is wanting to do.
但是不是。
Not so.
因为没有那个合适的时机，神就没有再宣告他的事。
But there wasn't any time that was appropriate for God to declare what he was wanting to do. But we thank and praise our Lord. But now, here comes the time. And God wants to set up his covenant with Israel. And here again, God mentioned of his kingdom. Brothers and sisters, in leading them out of Egypt, what was the purpose?
我们只是记得去承受流奶与蜜之地。
In our head, we think, oh, to possess the land filled with milk and honey.
就如同我们在信主的时候，我们只知道重生得救，承受神自己的祝福。
And just like for us, when we are saved, how we are now to receive the blessing of God.
而忽略了神拯救我们的他有一个更高的目的在那里。
And then neglect the fact that God saves us for a higher purpose.
当时以色列人出埃及，大概都会存这个这样的心思。
And coming out of Egypt, perhaps Israelites will have the same thought.
因为你看到第三章，
Because
摩西被召之后回到以色列人中间，他的宣告也就是这么简单，神差遣我来带你们回去神应许给我们祖宗那个流奶与蜜之地。
Because after chapter 3 of Exodus, Moses being sent back to Egypt was declaring to the people how God had sent him to lead them out to the land of promise, a land flowing with milk and honey.
我们不用再留在埃及那里做奴隶。
We don't have to remain in Egypt as slaves.
当然以色列人听到这个消息当然欢喜都不用说。
Of course, when they heard about this news, they would be happy for this.
做奴隶不是那么开心的。
It's not that wonderful to be slaves.
有哪个人做奴隶很开心的？
who find it really wonderful to be slaves.
唔讲话做奴隶唔开心啊！如今我哋做工，如果个工作份量重啲，我哋都唔系咁开心啊。
And if we don't even talk about slaves today, if at our work, it's more demanding on us, we will find it that it's not easy.
但神话带你哋出去，离开呢、这个。奴隶之地去承受流奶与蜜之地，开心极啦！
不错 ，How happy you will be when God says that, oh, He'll take us out of this land of slavery and take us into the land flowing with milk and honey. How wonderful!
但当神带佢哋去到西乃山嘅时候
，But when God led them through to Mount Sinai,
神就向佢哋宣告一个更高嘅目的。
God declared to them the higher purpose,
更荣耀嘅目的。
A much more glorious one.
神话我要叫你哋成为一个祭司嘅国度。
And God says that you are to become to me a kingdom of priests.
弟兄姊妹，你注意。
Take note, brothers and sisters.
点解要叫佢哋成为一个祭司嘅国度呢
？Why a kingdom of priests?
因为喺神同佢哋讲嗰番嘅说话里头，有一句说话好特殊。
Because what God said to them, something actually is rather special and stands out.
在别个地方，从前我有冇同弟兄姊妹提过，我唔知。但系对十香城嘅弟兄姊妹，我记得提过唔止一次。
I don't know with other places whether I've mentioned this, but I'm certain that with brothers and sisters of Southampton, I've mentioned this a time and again.
虽然时间系隔十几二十年
，It may be through a period of a 10 or 20 years.
今日我再提呢，最低限度系第三次。
And today, as I mentioned it, at least it will be the third time.
我话弟兄姊妹，当你读呢一段嘅话嘅时候，你读到一句说话非常非常嘅特别嘅。
And as you read this passage, there's something that is rather special.
特别喺边个地方呢
？Where is this special? Where is it special?
冇头冇脑咁样中出嚟嘅嗰句说话。
In fact, something that just stands out on its own.
嗰个意思即系话，嗰句说话你拈咗佢出嚟呢，对于神讲嗰成段嘅说话完全。对个意思冇影响。
Because if you take that word out, it seems that what God is saying, there's no difference whatsoever.
系边一句说话呢
？What is that word?
因为全地都系我嘅。
For all the earth is mine.
顶住个上文就话，如果你哋实实在在听从我嘅话，遵行我嘅约，我就要叫你哋喺万民中作属我嘅子民。
And before then, God was saying that if you listen to me and you indeed keep my commandments and my covenant.Then you shall be my possession, and you shall be a possession out of all the people.
下文就系话，我要叫你哋成为祭司嘅国度，成为圣洁嘅国民。
And then following on, it says that you shall be to me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation.
等之后你睇到嘅有全地都系我嘅，抑或冇全地都系我呢句加入去嘅时候，对上文下文所提嘅事情完全冇影响。
But you find that this phrase, for all the earth is mine, if you take it all out, you find there's no, it doesn't affect what comes before or what comes after.
但你就睇到好似神冇头冇脑咁样就发一句咁嘅话出嚟。
Seems that for no apparent reason that God just said this.
但如果你留意嘅话呢，你就知道呢句话非常非常嘅重要。
But if you pay attention, then you know how important this is.
是讲出了神为什么拣选你作属我的子民
For what reason? Why God has chosen you to be His people?
是讲出了神要在以色列民身上面所安排的那个计划是一回什么事
It really shows forth, in fact, what God has planned for the Israelites, what sort of purpose God had in mind.
你很显然看到神在这个时候宣告他对地的主权。
You can see how God's authority is as far as the earth is concerned.
因为从人堕落了之后地的那个活动权或者说是被撒旦霸占了。
And you find that the dominion of the earth after the downfall of man had been fallen to Satan.
所以你读约翰读约翰没错是约翰福音。主话嗰个系世界嘅王。
So when you read the Gospel of John, the Lord refers to him as the Prince of this world.
你读彼得前书嘅时候，你读到撒旦好似咆哮嘅狮子，遍地游行。
And you find First Peter talks about the devil as a roaring lion roaming the whole earth.
佢点样能够成为世界嘅王呢？
How can he become the prince of this world?
他怎可以在遍地游行呢
？How could he roam the whole earth?
因为人的堕落，俾他有了条件去霸占了这个地。
Because through man's downfall, he has the means now, the ability to set himself over the earth. And so he has position in this world.
要捏,要踩,要等。
He can step on, he can indeed discard.
他都隨他的意思,
he can act according to what he wants.
人只看到撒旦的權勢的猖狂和利,
and we see how terrible and how great the power of Satan is.
好像見不到神自己的權柄有任何的顯明。
Seems that God's authority is no longer seen.
現在人家研究幹細胞那樣東西,你看現在我們可以做人。
And as far as with stem cells, you say, oh, how a man is able to create life.
很多人就很高興,
many people are so happy about this.
神做人是假的,我們做人是真的。
It's not God who has created man. We are able to do it.
好像神又好像一聲都不出,
it seems that God is not saying anything towards this.
好像神出不了聲,
it seems that God couldn't say anything.
很長多個世紀以來, 人在那裡說,人是在猴子那裡變成的。
And many, many years ago, how a man exerted the fact that we have evolved from the apes.
好像越講越似。
And the more they say about it, it seems so true.
所以現在從各方面都發現到一些證據,顯明說這不過是一個理論,完全沒有實際的證據。
And but now, in every aspect, we find that this is only but a thought, but without any basis.
但人死死抓住,是都不放。
But man will still lay hold of this and not let go of it.
弟兄姊妹,有一些這樣的說法。
There's such a saying.
人家說在中國,你可以現在,你可以鬧,吵,進化論。
And they say that in China, you can perhaps speak against evolution.
但你不可以鬧共產黨。
You can't say anything against communism.
但在美國呢?
But in America,
情形剛剛調回頭,
it seems that the opposite is true.
你可以大鬧美國,
you can, in fact, say anything against America.
甚至大鬧總統,
you can even talk against the president.
但你不可以鬥進化論,
but you can't touch evolution.
但你留意到這種情形,
if you take note of what is happening here,
是說出一個什麼事情?
What is it telling us?
好像撒旦的權勢在地上是猖狂到越來越沒辦法制止這樣。
It seems the power of Satan is so great to an extent that no one can stop him.
但是神在這種地上發表的情緒底下去宣告一件事。
And through all this, God made his declaration.
不管地是怎樣的反對,
it doesn't matter how much rebellion there is on earth.
全地都是我的,
for all the earth is mine.
神在那裡宣告他對地的主權,
and God is declaring his authority as far as the
用人的話來說就是宣告他的產權,
that is to say what is his.
他的 right of property.
It's his property.
我們感謝讚美我們的神。
We thank and praise God. Why is it God making such a declaration?
神向人說明,祂起先的計劃沒有更改。
He's telling man that the purpose that he had from the beginning had not changed.
祂起初的時候要叫人去作為祂的榮耀的顯出,和祂的權柄的執行。
And God wanted man to reveal his glory and also to fulfill his purpose.
雖然經過這麼多歷史的世代, 反反覆覆的擺盪和破壞,
and through all the opposition throughout the ages, and through all these happenings,
但是神沒有改變他的心意,
but God had not changed his heart and mind.
所以他將以色列帶到西奈山的時候, 我和你們立約,
so when the Israelites were brought to the Mount of Sinai, he says, I have a covenant with you.
因為全地都是我,
the whole earth is mine.
我和你們立約做什麼呢?
Why is it that I come
to you?
I want you to become a kingdom of priests.
做成一個祭司的國度做什麼?
What for this kingdom of priests?
弟兄姊妹,你首先要知道什麼叫做祭司。
You need to know what it means to be priests.
簡單來說,
to put it simply,
祭司就是 一班人，一个人。
And the priest is a group of people or just a person.
他站在神和人中间，将人和神是重新的很和谐的连接翻起上来。
He stands between God and man, and once again to indeed harmonize them together.
弟兄姊妹，你留意到是旧约的祭司，他们就去献祭。
You know that for the Old Testament, how the priests went, goes in to offer up sacrifices.
那献祭做咩呢？
What, why are they doing this?
从人这方面来讲，就是说神啊，我们得罪了你，我们藉着献祭这件事求你赦免我们。
From man's point of view, we come before God and says that we have sinned against you, and through the sacrifices to be accepted
again. 站在神那边呢？
From God's point of view,
神就说人如果他们是认识到自己的无知愚昧而来寻求我的话呢，我接受他们。
If man comes before me and acknowledge their ignorance and foolishness and seek after me, I will indeed accept them.
等于这个祭司的作用。
This is the role of the priest.
但在旧约的日子里面，献祭的祭司是很少数的人。
In fact, in the Old Testament times, the priests who were able to offer up sacrifices were few.
只不过是亚伦的后代。
In fact, they were the descendants
of Aaron. 但是如今神做一件事情。
But now, what God is doing,
将整个以色列一个国
the whole Israelites, that whole nation,
成为一个祭司的国度
to become a kingdom of priests.
就是说整个以色列这个国家是成为一个祭司
That is the whole nation being a priest.
那如果他们是整个国家作为一个祭司的话
If the whole nation were to be priests,
那他的作用在哪里算
Where, what is its use?
是调和万国同埋神嘅关系
，it is to harmonize all the other kingdoms to God。
啊，系要将所有离弃神嘅人带翻去到神嘅面前。
And for all those who have forsaken God, to bring them back to Him。
然后让神嘅祝福同恩惠毫无保留嘅，又透过呢个祭司嚟临到人。
And through the priests, how God'sabundance and blessing would come upon the others.
等住呢个叫做祭司嘅国度。
This is the kingdom of priests.
我哋感谢赞美我哋嘅主。
We thank and praise our Lord.
啊，呢个祭司嘅国度，以色列人跟唔上。
We know how the Israelites were not able to fulfill this.
神今日就选召到教会嚟代替咗以色列人作喺呢个世代嘅里边嚟作嗰个祭司嘅国度。
And God had called a church.To indeed take this role as the kingdom of priests.
So, 弟兄姊妹，你有冇留意到我哋每一个蒙恩得救嘅人，神话你哋都系祭司。
So, have you noticed that for each one of us who are saved, God is saying that you are a priest.
神都用着我哋嚟背负一个历史嘅任务。
And also entrusting us to us what has been of history.
系要将万民带翻到神嘅面前。
In fact, to bring everything back to God.
正如我哋嘅主升天之前，佢所讲嘅。
Just as the Lord had said before He
ascended to heaven. 天上地下所有嘅权柄都赐俾我啦。
All authority on heaven, in heaven and on earth has been given to me.
所以你哋要去。
So go.
叫万民作我嘅门徒。
Make disciples of every nation.
凡我所教训你哋嘅，你都教导佢哋去遵守。
All that I've commanded you, teach them.
我就同你哋同在直到永远啦。
I am with you until the end of the ages.
人同神中间嘅间隔就唔再存留。
And the obstacle that is between man and God should no longer be there.
等住呢个祭司嘅国度。
This is the kingdom of priests.
祭司嘅国度就系要将全地都带翻到神嘅面前。
And it is for the priests.This kingdom of priests to bring everything back to God.
让神同埋天嘅权柄喺人嘅中间再一次显出嚟。
For God and the authority that is of heaven to exist among men.
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters，
如果我哋去从历史上面去睇神对国度嗰个计划嘅设计同埋经营
，And if you look at all this.Through history, how God is setting up the kingdom and how He's planning for it.
你还可以从但以理发嗰个梦嗰处嚟睇见神嘅宣告。
And you can also from the dream of Daniel to see how God has declared this.
弟兄姊妹晓得尼布甲尼撒王发咗个梦。
Brothers and sisters, know that Nebuchadnezzar had a dream.
佢梦见一个好大嘅金像。
In fact, I dreamt of a very big, huge, golden statue.
金嘅头
a golden head.
銀嘅胸
a silver a breast,
銅嘅肚
a bronze a body,
鐵嘅腳
and iron
a legs, 鐵嘅腿
legs, iron legs,
半泥半鐵嘅腳
and feet which is half a clay and iron.
然後就又發夢見到一個好大嘅石頭喺個山嗰度啦，碌出嚟。
And then also saw in a dream a big rock that came out of the mountain.
碌到嗰個金像嗰處咧，將個金像咧碰到冚唪碎曬。
And when it rolled through to the statue, the statue was indeed smashed up.
當時冇人能夠解釋呢個夢嘅意思。
At the time, no one was able to interpret the dream.
但以利就被帶到尼布甲尼撒王嘅面前。
And Daniel was brought before Nebuchadnezzar.
但以利就同佢解咗出嚟。
And Daniel then explained the dream.
我哋唔係僅僅注意世界歷史嗰個發展。
And we are not just taking note as to the progress of history.
我哋要注意嘅就係話世界歷史嘅結束。
But we want to take note of the end of the history.
個世界嘅歷史係點樣結束嘅呢
？How is man's history to end？
嗰嚿大石頭。
It is to do with that big rock.
咁嗰個大石頭係咩呢
？What is this big rock？
Isaac 知唔知啊？等知啦，你應該知啦。
Isaac, do you know? You should know.
大聲啲。Yeah， 可以話係主。
You can say yes, it is the Lord.
但係嗰個實際呢，係主所帶嚟嗰個國。
But what is the reality is a kingdom that the Lord Jesus brings
in. 就係天國啦。
This is the kingdom of heaven.
就係天國嚟嘅時候，嚟結束呢個世界嘅歷史。
The kingdom of God coming to end the history of man.
嚟顯明神設計裏邊嗰個國度。
To show forth how God is setting up His kingdom.
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters，
我哋冇太多嘅時間再同弟兄姊妹提到呢個歷史上邊嘅發展。
We don't have time to talk about the progress of this history.
但我不能不从弟兄姊妹读一读呢个启示录里边嘅一处嘅经文。
But I must read this one verse with brothers and sisters in Revelation.
启示录嘅第几章呢
？Which chapter in Revelation？
应该系15章。
It should be in chapter 15.
对不起，唔系十五章啊，十一章。
No, it's chapter 11.
第13节，十五节。
Verse
15. 第七位天使吹号，天上就有大声音说：世上的国成了我主和主基督的国，他要作王，直到永永远远。
And the seventh angel sounded his trumpet, and there were great voices in the heaven saying, "The kingdom of the world of our Lord and of His Christ is come." And he shall reign to the ages of ages.
呢个系吹第七支号，系启示里边讲吹第七支号嘅。
This was the sounding of the seventh trumpet when this is this declaration from heaven.
我哋要留意嘅系咩呢
？What is it that we should take note of?
佢宣告话世上嘅国成咗我主同主基督嘅国。
And the kingdom of the world of our Lord and His Christ.
从呢个时候开始，基督要作王，直到永永远远。
And from this time on.How Christ will be king to reign to the ages of ages.
即系话从国度开始嘅时候，神嘅权柄、天嘅权柄喺地上边就开手，直到永永远远。
And from that time, the authority of heaven, God's authority, will reign on earth from henceforth.
我哋特别感谢赞美我哋嘅主。
We thank and praise our Lord.
因为喺但以理嘅嗰个发梦嘅里边嘅时候，特别讲到嗰个石头，佢话。非人手所建嘅国，唔系人嘅手建造嘅国。
And in Daniel, the dream and talks about this rock. He says it's a kingdom not indeed established by man.
我哋感谢赞美我哋嘅主。
We thank and praise our Lord.
我哋大体上面你睇到天国嘅嗰个设计同埋佢嗰个发展喺历史嘅上面嚟讲，系经过咁复杂咁长嘅一段嘅时间，到而家都仲未到尽头。
Find the setting up of this kingdom of God has been so complicated through the history of man all through the ages.
我宣告一件事
But I will announce one thing.
今日一定要过一啲多钟
I will perhaps exceed my time here.
因为好重要嘅事情喺下边
Because something that's coming is rather important.
所以大家要忍耐一下
So you have to be patient.
冇问题吓。
Shouldn't be a problem.
時間上面冇問題。
Not a problem as far as time goes.
我哋要留意到，而家天国嗰件事情好显然俾我哋睇到啦。
I would say that this matter of the kingdom is clearly.
无论喺历史上边经过几多嘅挫折同埋抵挡
，no matter how much disruption or opposition there has been on earth，
第一，神冇放弃佢嘅计划。
Firstly, God had not let go of His purpose.
第二，神冇改变佢嘅计划。
God had not changed His plan.
神还系按照佢起初嘅定义嚟继续嘅去执行。
And according to what God had in mind from the beginning.He is actually working it out.
好啦，而家我哋嚟到新約。
So now we come to the New Testament.
當新約一嚟嘅時候
，When the New Testament
首先就係施洗約翰出嚟傳講主嘅道。
Then firstly we find John the Baptist coming out and preaching the word of the Lord.
弟兄姊妹都記得約翰嗰個信息就係一句説話嘅啫。
You know that the message from John the Baptist is this:
天國近了。
The kingdom of heaven is near.
天国近了。
The kingdom of heaven is near.
哎呀，我哋从亚伯兰嗰个时候等等等等到而家，好似冇雷公咁远。
And it seems that we've been waiting all this while from the time of Abraham right through until
unlimited 咁远。
It seems so far away.
但系感谢赞美我哋嘅主。
We thank the Lord.
哎呀，而家约翰出嚟啦。
Now, John the Baptist came.
佢话我哋等得够耐啦。
He says, "Oh, we've been waiting long enough."
而家天国近啦。
The kingdom of God, heaven is near.
大家都好开心，对以色列人嚟讲。
Everyone is happy, especially the Israelites.
但系冇几耐，约翰俾希律捉咗落监，连头都斩咗添。
But it wasn't long. We find that John the Baptist was taken by Herod and was beheaded.
咁仲有冇天国近了嗰个信息传出嚟呢
？Is there still the message the kingdom of heaven is near？
但好感谢神。
But we thank God.
约翰可以被斩头
，and John may be beheaded.
就引到主自己亲自出嚟。
It led the Lord Himself to come forth to preach.
主自己出嚟传道嘅嗰个信息系咩呢？
And the preaching of the Lord at the time, what was it?
仍然是天国近了。
It's still the same message, the kingdom of God is near.
约翰虽然不在树，但是天国的希望没停止。
Although John the Baptist no longer around, but the hope for the kingdom is not in any way diminished.
已经等了好几千年。
For several thousand years, this has been waited.
但是问题不只是他们等了几千年。
But the question is not just they are waiting for these thousands of years.
从主宣告了天国近了开始到如今，我们都似乎等了两千年。
It seems that from the time when the Lord says the kingdom is near until now, we still have waited another 2,000 years.
你说天国近了，近了成两千年都还没人出现，那天国究竟是怎样的？
Say the kingdom is near, and yet we have waited 2,000 years, and it still hasn't come. What is this then?
如果你读圣读福音书嘅时候
，If you read the Gospels，
你读到我哋嘅主开头嘅时候，好强嘅嚟提到天国呢个事情。
When you see how the Lord stresses on this matter about the kingdom，
提提下就好似冇咗天国了。
When he mentioned about this, suddenly it's no longer mentioned.
起初将天国讲到非常非常嘅实际。
And when he talked about the kingdom, it seems it was so real.
讲下讲下就天国好似啦。
And then as it goes on, it seems that it's just becomes vague.
讲到好似嘅时候，即系话唔系咁实际啦。
When it becomes vague, it may not be that real.
再讲下讲下啲咩，连好似都唔见咗啦。
And as it goes on, it seems that it's not even just vague.
连提都唔再提天国嘅事啦。
It seems that it's no longer mentioned even.
跟住我哋话天国系咪又碰到一件事情，想唔改变都唔得呢
？Is it that the kingdom, as far as it's concerned, has come to a point where it's no longer being mentioned?
跟住我哋要了解呢个情势。
We need to understand this.
为咩事约翰出嚟嘅时候话天国近了
？For what reason John came out to say the kingdom is near？
为咩事主自己出嚟嘅时候仍然系话天国近了
？For what reason the Lord Himself also came forth to say the kingdom is near？
特别呢啲话系喺约翰喺马太福音里边出现。
And this especially is being said in the book of Matthew。
等住，如果你会读约翰马太福音嘅话，你晓得马太福音个主题，那系讲到就系讲到天国。
And if we read Matthew and you're familiar, you know that that gospel talks about the kingdom.
就是讲到天国的王。
It is also the king of the kingdom.
国度同埋佢嘅王。
And his kingdom and his kingship.
当我哋嘅主道成肉身嚟到人中间嘅时候，王已经嚟到啦。
When the Lord indeed incarnated on this earth, the king has already arrived.
王已经出现了，当然嗰个国跟住就系要显明啦。
He had already appeared. In fact, his kingdom should follow.
弟兄姊妹，个关键就喺呢处。
This is where the relationship is.
如果当日嘅犹太人佢哋接受主作佢哋嘅王
，If at that time the Israelites were to receive the Lord as their king,
国度喺嗰个个段嘅日子里边。就要顯現。
Then the kingdom at the time would have been revealed.
但是我哋好清楚睇到一件事，猶太人當日對主嘅拒絕係拒絕到比任何一個世代都厲害。
And we know how the Israelites rejected the Lord Jesus, and this rejection was the greatest of all.
從抵擋到殺害呢一位國度嘅王。
From just resisting him to a point where they had him killed.
在人的眼里面看来，王都被人杀了，还有没有希望？
From man's point of view, the king has been killed. Is there still any more hope?
感谢赞美我们的主。
We thank and praise our Lord.
天国的王必定要被杀。
And the king of this kingdom will be killed.
如果他不被杀的话，天国就没有办法来。
If he's not killed, then the kingdom would not come.
但他被杀了。天国就可以有条件出现。
But because he's been killed, there is the condition for the kingdom to come. Why?
弟兄姊妹，我哋如果话从亚当被造嗰个时候，一路睇到我哋嘅主被杀，呢咁长嘅日嘅历史嘅事情。
If you look through the history from the time of Adam right through to the time when the Lord was killed,
你有冇发现到一件事？人活喺旧造嘅里边，国度系冇路嘅。
Can you see that as man living?In the old creation, this kingdom, there's no way for it to come.
所以在旧造的里面，我们的主无论在哪一个时间有话出来，那些话都被顶回转头。
We find that whatever the Lord had to say in this old creation, how it was rejected.
因此我们的主到地上来的时候，神那个设计是要叫他上十字架。
And God had planned it when he came to this earth,When he came to earth, how he would indeed be killed.
他必须要上十字架。
He has to go to the cross.
他必须要死在那处。
He needs to die there on the cross.
要埋葬在坟墓的里头。
And to be buried in the tomb.
然后从死里头复活。
And then to be raised up from the dead.
来带出那个新造。
And to bring out that which is the new creation.
在新造的里面，国度就有路了。
And in the new creation, there is a way for the kingdom.
所谓新造就是一个复活的生命。
And in this new creation, in fact, is this life of resurrection.
我们刚读完了以弗所书，弟兄姊妹对那个新造，对于神那个在宇宙里面的旨意应该还很新鲜。
And as far as Ephesians is concerned, brothers and sisters should be still fresh with the thought of the new creation and also the purpose.
有一日神要叫万有都在基督里面同归于一。
Because one day God will head up everything in Christ.
而神造成这件事情是藉着那班在基督里面首先有指望的人来开始。
And how is God going to fulfill this? Through those who have first hoped or pre-hoped in Christ.
那班在基督里面首先有指望的人是什么人呢?
And who are those who have first pre-trusted Christ?
他们是新造的人。
They are the new creation.
他们是一个新造的团体。
They are a new created body.
而那个新造的根据是什么呢?
And what's the basis of this new creation?
根据一个复活的生命。
It is based on the resurrected life.
今天弟兄姊妹，我们看到国度的发展从明显进入隐藏了。
We find that this kingdom, from what is being seen, entered into that which is hidden.
特别在马太福音里头。
Especially in Matthew.
你由第一章开始一路睇到第十二章，你睇到国度嗰个出现，好似喺明显嘅嗰个弱形式嗰度嚟显出嚟。
He said all along from the start, right through chapter 12, it seems this kingdom is seen very clearly.
但系到十二章尾嘅时候，就摆出一个事实啦。
When at the end of chapter 12, a fact has been put before us.
系总结咗嗰位天国嘅王嚟到地上嘅遭遇。
And what this king that had come had to face.
他又被反对。
How he was indeed being opposed and rejected.
人是对他是不接受。
And how man would not accept him.
当然这个 講接受嗰個範圍，當時嚟講係喺猶大。
Of course, this may well be confined at the time to the people of Judea.
所以你留意到我哋嘅主。
So if you take note of our Lord,
在馬太十二章最拉尾嗰處，嗰個説話係點樣講咧？
What was said at the end of chapter 12 of Matthew?
喺先睇十一章嘅尾先。
Let us first look at the end of chapter 11.
十一章嘅尾咧，我哋先睇第二十節。
We just look at verse 20 to start with.
耶穌喺諸城中行了許多異能，那城的人終不悔改。
Then began he to reproach the cities in which most of his works of power had taken place because they had not repented.
結果呢就講出咗神嘅審判要臨到
神
嘅百姓。
As a result, it talks about God's judgment will come upon the people.
但係主母喺因為咁樣嘅原因裏面有啲多人嘅失望喎。
But it seems that the Lord had not lose hope in any way.
特別喺佢俾猶大咁樣拒絕佢到呢個咁樣嘅程度嘅時候，佢喺神嘅面前有個敬拜，有個感謝，有個讚美。
And with Judea rejecting him, he still come to a point where he would praise and worship.
二十五節
，verse 25。
那是耶穌說：父啊，天地的主，我感謝你，因為你將這些事向聰明通達嘅人就藏起來。向婴孩就显出来，父啊，是的，你因为你的美意本是如此。
And that time Jesus answering and said, I praise thee, Father, Lord of the heaven and of the earth, that thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent, and hast revealed them to babes. Yea, Father, for thus has it been well pleasing in thy sight.
你的美意本是如此。
This is well pleasing to you in your sight.
我被拒絕是你自己的最好的意思。
And my rejection, in fact, is your, it's in your will.
為什麼呢?
Why is it?
被人拒絕都還是美意。
How is it that being rejected is still well pleasing?
因為神要藉著基督的被神的兒子被拒絕，而將國度的樣式從律法轉向恩典。
And because through this rejection of his, God wants to bring about this kingdom from just being confined from the time of the law through to the time of grace.
要從人手裏面所能作的轉過來在生命裏面去完成。
And to what just man is trying to do, what God wants to turn it around,to that which is of life.
所以跟住下面嘅頂尖，你就聽到主自己嗰個宣告：人點樣可以得安息呢？唔再係你做乜嘢，係你嚟到我面前。
And so the Lord declares that you can only find rest not on account of what you are able to do, but it is your coming to me.
點解要係嚟到我嘅面前呢
？Why is it that we have to come to Him?
頂尖，你懂。
Brothers and sisters, you
know. 因為我哋嘅主被棄絕，唔係僅僅只係被拒絕。
That our Lord being rejected is not just simply being rejected.
而且被拒絕到一個地步，要釘死佢。
But he was rejected to a point where he was crucified unto death.
因着主嘅釘死，生命就顯出嚟。
And through his death came forth alive.
生命嘅主就顯明。
And the Lord of life was seen.
到生命主嘅面前去嘅人，佢不能不得安息。
And for those who come before the Lord of life, you can't but have rest.
你按照生命嘅主嘅样式嚟活，就系活喺新造嘅里边，你冇办法唔享安息。
And if you come and live before the Lord as He is, then you can't but have rest.
所以顶住，当你到十二章嘅尾嘅时候
，So when you come to the end of chapter 12,
你发现一件事情太大啦。
You suddenly realize something indeed immense.
人哋嚟揾主话，你阿妈同埋你啲兄弟喺外出揾你。
Now those who came to the Lord and says, Oh, your brothers and your mother are after you.
主就话边个系我嘅阿妈，边个系我啲兄弟呢
？The Lord says, Who is my mother? Who are my brothers and sisters?
佢凡遵行神天父嘅旨意嘅，就系我嘅阿妈，我嘅兄弟。
And those who does the will of my Father in heaven, He is my brother, He is my sister, and my mother.
弟兄姊妹注意啦
，Take note, brothers.
从呢日开始
，From this point on.
从呢个时候开始。
From this time on,
所以你注意第十三章嘅开头嗰句说话。
Then you see the very first verse of chapter 13.
当那一天
at that same day,
就喺嗰日。
It is that very day.
然后我哋嘅主就出嚟，就向众人讲咗一啲好多，亦讲咗啲嘢。
And he came out and said all these things to the people.
讲咗啲乜嘢呢？
What was he saying?
详细嘅情形，听日我哋教。
The detail we will share tomorrow.
但系嗰个大前提，我要俾弟兄姊妹今日掌握。
But the broad topic I want brothers and sisters to lay hold of.
你睇到从天国近了，而家嚟到一个时间，天国隐藏咗。
Find that when it talks about the kingdom is near, when it comes through to here, it seems that it's being hidden.
啊，天国收埋咗啦。
It seems that it's being kept away.
天国好似好实际嘅，而家嚟到好似啦。
And what seems to be very real now is rather vague.
啊，所以听日我哋睇主用七个比喻嚟讲天国嘅时候。佢就天国好像，天国好像，天国好像。
So that when we come to read chapter 13, when he uses the seven parables to describe the kingdom, he says the kingdom of the heaven is like.
但系我哋要注意嘅系咩呢？
What is it that we should pay attention to?
喺呢个隐藏落嚟嘅天国，并唔系话天国停止。
That this kingdom that has been hidden away doesn't mean that it had come to a stop.
只系话出咗天国。是用另外一个方式来继续进行。
But rather, it is continuing in a different form.
是用另外一个什么方式呢？
What different form is this?
你可以照着他的说话来讲，用秘密的方式。
You can say that, oh, it is one which is hidden or in secret.
因为那个天国的奥秘是可以讲是天国的秘密。
And the mystery of the kingdom, in fact, is its secret.
或者你说是一个隐藏的天国。
You can say it, the hidden kingdom.
虽然在形式上面它是隐藏，但是它实质它是进行着。
But in our understanding, it may appear to be hidden, but it is actually continuing.
所以天国就成了好像。
So the kingdom seems to be rather vague then.
你说为什么好像呢？
Why is it?
因为天国已经不是好像五六七章那样讲，什么是对，什么是不对，你这样做就对，你这样做就不对。
So it's no longer like chapter 5 onwards where it was saying,what is right, what is wrong, if you do this, it's right, if you do that, it's wrong.
那个时候天国好像很具体。
It seems the kingdom was rather a physical one.
但是一来到这个时候天国隐藏了。
But when it comes to this point, it seems the kingdom has
been hidden. 天国隐藏了呢？
Why has it been hidden?
我们感谢赞美我们的神。
We thank and praise our God.
你留意看下去的时候，神说天国如今的进行是根据生命。
Now you see the way the kingdom is being progressed, it is based on life.
在生命里面去进行。
It is in life that it will continue.
当这个生命进行到一个成熟的地步的时候，
When it comes to be mature and to be fully grown,
天国就要再一次的具体的显出来。
Then the kingdom will reveal in its physical form.
所以弟兄姊妹，听日我哋睇主讲到呢个奥秘嘅天国嘅时候，你就留意到啦，点样喺生命里边嚟显明呢个国度嘅光景。
The Lord comes to talk about these parables. You can come to see how this kingdom is being revealed and its situation.
但系我哋今日只系留意从整个历史嘅发展嘅过程嚟睇呢个国度。
And through history, we have just taken note of this kingdom that's been said.
我们要留意的不是国度那个发展的过程。
It is not just the process of its coming.
我们是要从国度发展的过程去注意到神没有改变到他的目的。
To actually take note of the fact that through all this, we see God had not changed any of his purpose.
神没有改变到他自己的计划。
And he had not changed any of his plan.
我估我咁样嚟结束呢件事。
I think I should end this here.
本来应该仲有多啲话讲嘅，留翻听日先。不过呢句说话我一定要同弟兄姊妹睇一睇。
The words that I still have left to share with brothers and sisters, but
I'll leave it tomorrow. 请翻到去以赛亚书。
But this I have to say. Let us turn to the book of Isaiah.
以赛亚书嘅第应该系第八章吧。
I think it should be in chapter 8 of the book of Isaiah.
第九章。
Chapter 9.
我读一读就够了。
I just read and it should suffice.
第六节开始。
We'll start our reading from verse 6.
因有一婴孩为我们而生，有一子赐给我们，政权必担在他的肩头上， 他名称为奇妙策士、全能的神、永在的父、和平的君。他的政权与平安必加增无穷。他必在大卫的宝座上治理他的国，以公平公义使国坚定稳固，从今直到永远，万军之耶和华的热心必成就这事。
For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name is called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Father of Eternity, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and of peace there shall be no end upon the throne of David and over his kingdom to establish it and to uphold with judgment and with righteousness from henceforth even forever. The zeal of Jehovah of hosts will perform this.
每年圣诞节很多地方的聚会都感读这段经文。
Often during Christmas, many places would read these verses.
但没几多的人懂得这段经文实际的那个意思。
But not many really understand the reality and the truth of these verses.
他们以为这段经文就是讲到主降生。
Many think that this is talking about the incarnation of the Lord.
但弟兄姊妹，你细心去留意，这段经文是讲神完成祂的国度的设计。
If you pay attention, you will know that these verses talks about God's fulfilling His purpose.
明天我们先详细轻轻补一补它。
Tomorrow we will add to this.
我要顶住会留意的是什么？是这节经文里面最拉尾那句。
What I want, brothers and sisters, to take note is the very last sentence of the verse.
因为耶和华的热心必成就这事。
For the zeal of Jehovah of hosts will perform this.
国度这个设计没有修改。
And the setting up of the kingdom has not changed.
神在国度的安排的里面没有放弃。
And God had not forsaken what He has purposed for this kingdom.
什么保证?
What has been kept?
耶和华的热心。
What will keep this? It is the zeal of Jehovah.
这是对我们来说呢?
From our point of view,
神不放弃的事我们没有根据去放弃。
What God had not forsaken, we have no right to do so.
神没有修改的事情我们没有理由去不跟上。
And what God has not changed, there's no reason for us not to follow.
这个是我们看国度这件事情的时候最紧要找住的那个重点。
This is the most important point, as we come to talk about the kingdom, that we need to lay hold of.
这个也就是在这些这样的最拉尾的日子很多很多的称为属神的人他们用他的背脊转了过来向主的时候。
And so often in these days, for many who are called, as were, who call themselves to be of the Lord, have actually turned their backs to Him.
我们好像很不认识时势，依旧是做一个咁顽梗的人。
And we do not know how, as a person, how rebellious we really are.
但是我们说，我们的顽梗是有根据。
We know that our insistence has a basis.
我们宁愿在神的面前在人的面前做一个顽梗的人。
We'd rather to be someone who insistent before man.
我们不敢在主自己的安排的里面另外拣选道路。
But before the Lord, we dare not, in fact, choose another way.
我们祈祷。
Let us pray.
主啊，但愿你用着你的话给我们有更深的光照。
Lord, through your word, we pray you enlighten us more deeply.
我们虽然是愚昧的人，
Lord, although we are foolish,
但是你从来没有跟随我们的愚昧来改变你自己的定规。
But indeed, you have not, according to our foolishness, changed what you have already planned.
历世历代以来，你不住的调转人的脚步。
Lord, throughout the ages, how you have actually turned the steps of man.
直到今天，你依旧在我们身上作工，要成全你的旨意。
And even until now, you want to be at work in us,To fulfill your purpose.
因为耶和华的热心一定要成就这件事。
For the zeal of Jehovah of hosts shall perform it.
我们就仰望主，叫我们有一个明亮的属灵的眼睛。
Lord, we look upon you that our eyes will have an enlightened spiritual eye.
一面是看见你在历史上面所作的工。
On one hand, to be able to see in history the work that you have done.
一面是看见你在应许里头的确实。
and also the certainty of your promises that you have.
用着赐人智慧启示的灵的光照，扶持我们走完我们该走的路程。
Indeed, enlighten us with the spirit of wisdom and revelation, upholding us in walking the way right through to the end.
直到你的热心成全你的旨意。
Until the zeal of your heart indeed fulfill your purpose.
感谢赞美归给你。
Lord, we indeed ascribe all our praise and our thanksgiving.
荣耀称颂爱大归给你。
All our glory and our praise be to you.
因为你是从永远到永远无改变的主。
Because you are the Lord who has not changed from eternity to eternity.
我们再一次说你配得我们所有的称颂。
Lord, we have to say again, you are worthy of all our praises.
祈祷奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen.